Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Just tell Him you have been good to me and I'm here to worship you. Let Him hear your voice. You are good. You have been good. And I'm here to give you thanks. I'm here to worship. I come in assurance of your goodness. You have been good to me. You are good to me. And I've come to worship you. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. In case you don't know, one of the first things the devil takes away from a Christian when the devil wants to deal with him is joy. When you are becoming unhappy, whatever, be careful. Naughty, agitated, sensitive. You start stepping on people's toes and people start leaving you. This morning you will lift your right hand up and say, no matter what, I choose joy. Say, can I hear? Say, no matter what. Say, I choose joy. Say, I walk in joy. I experience joy. In the name of Jesus, I walk in joy. I choose 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 joy. I walk in joy. I choose joy. I walk in joy. I choose 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 joy. I walk in joy. I choose joy. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Pastor, with everything happening in the country, you are asking me to choose joy? Yes. I'm not asking you to choose happiness. Happiness is dependent on something. Joy is in you already, if you have Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy. It has nothing to do with what is happening outside. It has something to do with what is in you. And what is in you must overcome what is outside. Without that, you can't win in life. Are you here? He said, to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we can imagine or think, according to the power at work where in us. Joy is one of the power at work in us. Are you here? If they do everything, you are smiling, they get disappointed. Evil situations of life that wants to pull you down. And in the midst of it, you are thinking, after all I've been through, I still need half joy. Can I hear you? I still have joy. I still have joy. Have sorrow. I still choose. Yeah. After all I've been through, I still choose joy. I still choose joy. After all I've been through, I still lift your hand. Let's pray. Say, the enemies are not overwhelming. Say, with joy, I overcome. With joy, I overcome the enemy. The enemies are not overwhelming. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 I still choose joy. I walk in joy. I allow joy to flow. Out of my belly flows joy. The flood. The joy of the Lord flows. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Lift your two hands up. Say, withdraw. Say, I overcome every despair, every disappointment, every despair, every disillusionment. I still choose joy. Say, with the joy of the Lord, I overcome every depression, every despair, every distress, every discouragement. I overcome with joy, 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 with joy. With joy, with joy, I come with joy. I overcome with joy. I come with joy.
I come this morning with joy. We give you glory, we give you honor. We thank you. We thank you. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Joy is a very powerful weapon that Christians in Nigeria don't use. See the way you love me. See the way you care for me. You carry all your head. Like a little. Can I hear your voice? Yeah. You watch over me. You know that. That we draw the things of God. Hello. You know, when you want to draw the things of the Spirit, apart from faith, it is joy that you draw it with. So if the devil doesn't want you to draw anything, he takes away your joy. I'm here boldly to tell you that thing you have been waiting for long is available. It is you that have refused to draw with joy. You are using the wrong thing to draw. So you are so sensitive that anybody says anything. And they are dealing with you. And you can't draw. But this morning we come by grace. And we begin to draw. Lift your hand and say, I draw with joy. From the words of God. From the words of salvation. Say, today I draw, I draw. What do you draw? What do you draw? I draw strength. I draw favor. I draw, I draw, I draw. I come this morning and I draw. I draw, I draw, I draw, I draw. I come and I draw. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Help me tell somebody. Nobody. Okay, let me tell you before you tell somebody. Nobody can make you unhappy without your cooperation with that person. If you refuse to cooperate with that person, he can do nothing with you. You can't blame anybody for your happiness. You cooperated with the enemy. If somebody is fighting you and you refuse to fight, the fight is over. The fight continues because you want to fight. If somebody is enticing you into unhappiness and you don't respond. See, joy is strength. Oh, joy is an unusual weapon of war. Joy is strength. That is why when you praise God in the midst of calamity, it has something powerful it does. Joy is strength. Let there be a baptism of joy in your spirit, in your soul. Can I hear a believing amen in church? Let there be a baptism of joy in this sanctuary. Let there be a baptism of joy in this sanctuary. Let there be a baptism of joy. Let there be a baptism of joy. Let there be a baptism of joy in the name of Jesus. So many times angels have come in answer to your prayers, and the atmosphere of your house, no joy. There are some places the Spirit of God cannot operate. The angel went back, no joy. No joy. Complaining, grumbling, no joy. No joy. No joy. Imagine with what we are facing in this country, and you have no joy. Ah, not big wahala. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, your joy, your joy. Say, let your joy flow out of me. Can you pray? Say, let the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, let the joy of the Lord, let the joy of the Lord flow from within me. Let the joy, let the joy, let the joy, let the joy. I refuse to cooperate with the enemy. I refuse to cooperate with darkness. I refuse to cooperate with the devil. Let your joy flow in me. Your joy, your joy, your joy, your joy. Let your joy flow, flow, flow. Let your joy flow in me. We thank you. We magnify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. We'll take one more song. Enjoy. We'll take the song, Enjoy. I don't know the song yet. So sing your song. Sing your song. Sing your song. Eshe Jesu to fi fe lada mi si. Opolopo lo ti ku. Ti won ti fi le bora. Owo Oluwa nu anu re. To fi fe lada mi si. Ogo iyin ola. Lo ye o Isaya. Eyin le se yi. Eyin le se yi o. Aye raye Olorun iyanu. Eyin le se yi o. Sing your song, sing your song, sing your song. Let the joy flow, let the joy flow. We overcome it, we overcome it, we overcome it. We overcome this fear. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Oh, yeah. Listen to me. The devil came late. The devil came late. Let joy flow within your heart. Let joy flow within your spirit. Let the joy of the Lord be your portion. Let the joy of the Lord overwhelm your life. Let there be an outpouring of joy. An outpouring of joy. An atmosphere of joy in your family. An atmosphere of joy. An atmosphere of joy. An atmosphere of joy. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Help me tell somebody. Say, I see joy. I didn't hear that. Say, I see joy. Look at the man. Say, I see joy. Is the person looking joyous? Is he like, I see joy. That is pastor say, make I tell you, say, I see joy. Hey, tell the person, what do you see? Hello, what do you see? What do you see? If you carry what God asks you not to carry, you, not the devil, I will bind you and cast you out of this church. You know the fear is contagious and joy is contagious. If mommy or daddy is in the wrong mood, if it lasts 2 weeks in that house, 2 weeks of trouble, it is contagious. In church, it is contagious. If you sit down, people will say, we will not allow it in this church. It's a church of joy. You might have it outside. When you come in here, joy must flow. Because without the atmosphere of joy, we can't draw some things from heaven. Hello? But me, oh my God. Amplify. Let's use amplify. Now, faith is the assurance. The confirmation. The title deed. C of O. Of the things we hope for. Faith being proof. Being the proof of things we do not see. And the conviction of the reality. Conviction of the reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Continue. For by faith, trust, and holy favor born out of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. You know, student affairs that you used to come first in those days, we will soon see your report card. It is only by faith that we have a good report in Christianity. By faith, we understand that the world during successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. So that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. For, prompted, actuated by faith, Abel brought God a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous. Look at the meaning of righteous. That he was upright and in good standing with God. And God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts, was caught up and transferred to heaven, so that he did not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God had translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, he received testimony. That testimony is what? Still on record. That he had pleased and be satisfactory to God. Verse 6. The old church reads it, let's go. One, two, go. Without faith. To please God. And be satisfactory. Oh, pause. Breathe in. My desire is to please you, Lord. My desire is to please you. It is not by singing Christian love songs. Look at the screen. Let's go together. Once you go. But without faith, it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever will come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently. Without faith, a Christian is nothing. A Christian without faith is mincemeat to darkness. A Christian without faith will pray and have no answer. A Christian without faith will do warfare and lose. For without faith, no man can please God. For faith is the victory. For faith is the shield. A Christian without faith is like a man going to battle without any weapon, without understanding the battle. Let's continue. Mark 9. The area of impossibility in your life is an area of lack of faith. Hello, listen to me. Every area of impossibility in your life is an area of lack of faith. Any area of impossibility in your life is an area of lack of faith. And Jesus said, you said to me, if you can do anything, why? All things can be, are possible to him who believes. Give me another answer, New King James. But put amplify at your background. Oh yeah, can the whole church reach me? Let's go. Once you go, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him. Everything something. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible to them that believe. If you have a scripture about that area and you stay on that word and you stay on that scripture, all things are possible for them that believe. All things are possible for them that believe. All things are possible for them that believe. For he that believes, there is nothing called impossible. For a long time, we have played religion. So we don't understand faith. So when the word of God comes out, people check it. Don't receive it in faith. And it has added nothing to them. Like we learned 2 weeks ago and last week. If you don't add faith to anything in Christianity, it will not work for you. What I want you to know is that all things are possible to them that have faith. All things are possible. All things. Let God be true and your experience a liar. All things are possible to them that have faith. I don't care what you are going through. I don't care the pain. Let God be true and let every man a liar. Let your experience be a liar. Let your feeling be a liar. All things are possible to him. That please let me tell everybody all things. Tell somebody all things. Tell him all things. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. Stop talking to the other. Talk to yourself. Say all things. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say it. 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 Listen to me. Including that thing you were crying about last night. All things are possible. Matthew 9:29. And trust and reliance on the power invested in me. Amplified. Everything is done to you in Christianity according to your faith. Listen, your life now is according to your faith. Your experiences now are according to your faith. What you are going through now is according to your faith. According to your faith, let it be done for you. If you want to change your experience, change your faith. If you want things to change, move higher. If you want things to move higher, have a higher faith. According to your faith, let it be done to you. And you know what? The good thing about faith is that faith gives a daily report about a person's life. Faith does not wait till the end of the time to give a report. Faith gives you a seat now. It's according to your faith. Let me hear you say, according to my faith. Say, I am where I am today. According to my faith. It is not because you are not praying. It's because you are praying without faith. You remember Rhoda? They prayed that Peter will be released. When Peter was released and he was knocking the door, they went back and said, it cannot be him. It is his angel. Why were you praying in the first instance? It was mercy that spoke for them. That prayer was without faith. That God wanted to do something and he came in mercy. Many people in church, if not for the mercy of God, you'll be nowhere. You know the mercy of God. The one that makes rain to fall upon the righteous and the one that makes rain to fall upon the unrighteous. I don't want my life to be lived like that. I don't want it. I am a child of God. I don't want general mercies. That general one that is the fed unbelievers. 1987. I have been following the Lord. If I have nothing to show for it, different from every unbeliever, I have lost it. General mercy. See, they are sharing general food. That's the food I'm eating. No special food from God for me. There's something wrong with me. Are you here? If I say there's something wrong with you, you will get angry. That's why. Tell somebody again, according to your faith. So remember, you have a daily report card of what your faith is. That is where you are. Number 3. Matthew 9:2. Matthew 9:2. And behold, they brought to him a man paralyzed and possessed by illness, lying on a sleepy path. Read the lesson for me. Let me. And God showed me around the 3rd year of our church, when we're somewhere, maybe 3rd, 4th year, when we're somewhere there, is that when I'm leading prayer and I'm teaching, I look around. Sometimes I know people that will come and share testimony. I know. Because while you are preaching, you can see faith. Let me tell you this. All things are possible to you if you have faith. Things happen to you according to your faith. Your faith can be seen. I tell you, your faith can be, as we are preaching, there are some people you know, they will see come back next week. Nothing. You can't see the faith. You cannot see it, and their life is according to their lack of faith or according to their faith. Jesus saw the faith. If you read this in another translation or another, maybe Mark, the man was sick. Everyone was filled. They couldn't accept Jesus. They removed the roof. You yourself. As you sit down for choir, they mount altar. Can you see your faith? Can you see your faith? Oh God, why is God not moving again? I have prayed and prayed. Have you prayed in faith? Have you added faith, action to your prayers? Faith can be seen. Acts 14. 8-10. Acts 14, 8-10. Now, at Lystra, a man sat who found it impossible to use his feet, for he was a cripple from birth and had never walked. He was listening to Paul as he talked, and Paul, gazing intently at him and observing that he had faith to be healed. He was looking at, how did he know? Some are still thinking and see it. You can preach and you see people drawing virtue out of you. You can preach and see people unconcerned. It's all a matter of faith. So two people can sit down, hear the same word. One has faith, which can be seen. One does not have faith, which can be seen. He's looking at his time. He's not drawing from faith. He wants to go and watch Big Brother. He's a stupid Christian. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Lack of faith comes by hearing and watching Big Brother. Let it sink deep. Number 4. And I will never teach faith without talking about it. Mark 11:22. Can we all read together? Jesus replying said to them, faith is not faith if it is not in God. You can have faith in your plans. You know, you read Think and Grow Rich. You read Power of Positive Thinking. These are books that have changed my life. But those books are facts. They are not truths. Have faith in God. They tell you, make a plan. Have faith in your abilities. What a man cannot imagine, a man cannot achieve. You can imagine everything. If it is not in God, you will fail. That is humanism. That is putting power and trust in yourself. Many have attempted it and they failed. Then after that, you make your plans. You know, this year, I am gunning for $250 million. This is my plan. This is this. That is for the world to do. For you. Faith in God. And you make your plans. Faith in your plans will fail. Did you remember 2 weeks ago how you planned that I will now go and talk to the guy? By the time I talk to him, after you spoke to him, what happened? You are feedback. You are looking for another person to talk to. Sir, go and talk to God. Let him show you the person to go and talk to. Stop scheming. Stop manipulating. Faith that is not faith in God cannot help you. Not faith in your vision. Not faith in your ambition. Not faith in your thinking. Not faith in your abilities. Not faith in your plans or your goals. Faith in God. Psalm 62 verse 5. The object of your faith. My soul, wait upon God. Upon God. Every ego better is not faith in God. Ego better than hope. It is not even hope in God. It is a positive expectation. It is not an assurance of that expectation. Ego better because God. Any ego better that does not have because God, it will fail. Faith has an object. The object is God. Hello? So if they say, let it be done to you according to your faith, it is let it be done to you according to your faith in God. Did you hear that? All things are possible for them that have faith. All things are possible for them that have faith in God. Not faith in faith, not faith in your abilities. Most blessed is a man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. Go to verse 8. I didn't plan reading verse 8, but you need to read verse 8. Sir, faith in God has many benefits. Faith in yourself has many woes, has many pitfalls. Faith in God has many. Look at the benefits. Let's go. Read together. One, two, go. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spread out its root by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaves shall be green. It shall not be anxious. It shall not be anxious. And full of care in the year of drought. It will not be anxious in the midst of what is happening in Nigeria. Nor shall it cease yielding fruit. I pray for everyone here. Every business you are doing, whatever is happening in this country, your business will boom. It will bloom. It will blossom. It will be green. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. Say glory to glory. Say my experience in this country. Say it's glory to glory. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Faith in God. Now listen. Romans 10, 8 to 10. Romans 10, 8 to 10. Faith starts in your heart. Your wrong knowledge. Many of us have analyzed and analyzed and analyzed and analyzed, and we have done nothing. That is why in every country you go to, it is not the professors that are the richest. Because they will do smart, they will do special, they will do balance scorecard, do many things before they start the business. analysis paralysis is an enemy of faith. They are still analyzing, are they? Did you discover that that thing you analyzed last year, before you finish analyzing, somebody has done it and they've taken everything away? Keep analyzing. Faith starts from the heart. From the heart. From the heart. A key control a warrior is known by his heart. Not his head. His head can see that there are 200 and he's one. But he doesn't see them. He sees himself killing all of them. Heart. What is in your heart? Your head is your trouble of your heart. Your senses are your trouble. Somebody told me when I come down, they don't see me upstairs. So whenever I come down, I remember I come back. Romans 10. But what does it, let's read together, but what does it say? The word, God's message in Christ is near you, on your lips and in your head, where which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart, what do you do in your heart? In your heart, believe, and dare to trust in and rely on the truth that God raised him from the dead, you will be. Can I tell you this? There are many people in church that have said the sinner's prayer. They are still going to hell. They said it in their mouth. They don't believe it in their heart. It does not work. Somebody preached 7 M's of money. I said, if you now want God to bless you with uncountable money, you need to give your life to Christ. And you raise your hand and you came to give your life. You know, you came to give your life to Christ not because he died, resurrected. You came to say sinner's prayer because you want money. That conveys belief is of the heart. When the heart now believes, the mouth speaks. Many mouths are speaking without the heart believing. Romans 2:28. Oh, I have 5 minutes. Let's see what we do. Romans 2:28. For he is not a real Jew, who is only one outwardly and publicly, nor is a true circumcision, something internal and physical. Now let's use grammar. Let's go. One to go. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly and true circumcision is of the heart, a spiritual and not a literal. The circumcision, that of the heart. Now listen to me. When we're talking about your head, we are talking about your mind. When we are talking about your heart, we are talking about your spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 makes us understand that man is made up of a body, spirit, and soul. Faith can only be found in the spirit, in the heart, not in the mind, not in the head. That is where many of us are missing it. There is a place for the head. There is a place for the heart. The heart must prevail over your head, or else you will not receive anything from God. Can I repeat it? Your heart. When I say heart, I'm touching this place, but I hope you know it is not the thing pumping blood I'm talking about. It is my spirit I'm talking about. When I speak about the head, it's of the heart. Now, let's look at this. Matthew 9:21. Look at this. Matthew 9:21. Oh, how is your heart? How is your heart? How is your heart? How is your heart? Look at the woman with issue of blood. Now, let's read. For, she was saying it in her heart. She was saying it in her heart. Give me King James. Give me King James. She kept saying it to herself. Give me King James. And she did what? She said it within herself. Faith is domiciled in their heart. If it is not in their heart, it will not work. Men in church, move from your head to your heart. Women, move from your head to your heart. Faith only works when verily I say unto you, by the time we finish with faith, you must know Mark 11:23. You must know Mark 11:22-24. Because these are one parts apart outside Hebrews 11. This is something that teaches faith. Look at that. For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast. Read the next one. And your faith is resident in your heart. That is why Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence. Some things on television will kill your faith. Social media will kill your faith. Your heart. The heart of the issue is a matter of the heart. The heart. What you hear, what you see, what you feel, what you touch are doorways to your heart. Guide and guard your heart. Are you seeing, church? Let me close with one scripture. Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Faith. 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 Can we all go? One, two, go. So faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by... Give me Amplified. And then NLT and Message. And I close. Just be changing for me. So faith comes from hearing. That is hearing the good news about Christ. Uh-huh. Oh yeah, yeah, another one. So faith comes by hearing what is told. And what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips. Faith comes. There are no movies you watch have touched your faith. There are no video vixens you watch have corrupted your sexuality. They know the news you listen to have corrupted your life. Guide what enters your heart, or that thing will kill your faith. Tama, faith is of the heart, and faith is based on the word of God. So now, faith for healing is from the word of God. Faith for salvation is from the word of God. Faith for deliverance is from the word of God. Faith for fruitfulness is from the word of God. Listen, when you hear people's testimony, it can help your faith. Bear and took away from testimony. But the word of God is sure forever. Listen to me. Even when nobody is healed, I still believe I will be healed. It doesn't matter what happened to everybody. The word of God is constant. It does not matter the experiences. Faith from my heart into the world is what matters. Sir, what is in your heart? Ma, what is your heart? What is your faith? Do you believe the word of God? What is in your heart? Bow down your heart, let's pray. Bow down your heart, let's pray. Bow down your heart. Yaba, 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 ilebo. Ieribo kuria, nama helebo kuria. Etekeria katala. The first thing faith does is faith gives salvation. You can be born in a Christian family and not have it. The first thing God wants to do for us when we teach about faith is to save people by his faith. So you today, you want to believe in your heart. You believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. You want to confess with your mouth so that he might save you. Please, can you boldly, lift your right hand up anywhere you are, boldly. Don't look at me. Just lift your hands. You want to give your life to him in faith. Lift your hands to him. Rabba de Bojita, Riba Keria Dada. In the name of Jesus. Now, second thing. You have been looking for God for something for long. It has not been. You have heard the word of God today. And you believe that in faith, God will say to the Lord, I come by faith. Say, I receive by faith. I receive by faith. I receive by faith. I receive by faith. My faith will not fail. My faith will not crumble. I come this morning. I receive. I receive by faith. I receive. I receive by faith. I receive. What are you receiving? Speak what you receive. Speak what you receive. Speak what you receive. With the heart, a man believes. With the mouth, a man speaks. With the heart, a man believes. With the mouth, a man speaks. Speak what you believe. 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 I come in faith and I speak. I speak. I speak. Speak what you believe. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And you know, together as a church, you know, I believe is that by 120 days, what will happen to the church in 120 days? What will happen to the church in 20 days? 120 days. There will be no empty seat in our midst. I didn't hear you. Can I say there will be no empty seat in our midst? We thank you. We thank you. Always remember, it is according to your faith, and your faith can be seen. Everyone that the angels of God are seeing your faith now, speedily let them do your heart desire for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless
you. Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.